As you get stronger, what you're up against becomes easier. God didn't lessen what came against you. He simply added to your strength. Now you can handle what you couldn't handle in the past. What used to bother you doesn't bother you anymore. Well, God bless you. Always a joy to come into your homes. And if you're ever in our area, please stop by. Be a part of one of our services. I promise you, we'll make you feel right at home. I like to start with something funny. And I heard about these two men, Archie and Jack. They had debated their whole life as to whether Jesus was white or black. Archie was certain he was white. Jack was just as sure he was black. As fate would have it, they both died on the same day, rushed to the pearly gates. They said, "St. Peter, please, we've been arguing our whole life. Tell us, is Jesus white or is he black?" About that time, Jesus stepped up and said, "Buenos dias." Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I want to talk to you today about how everything serves His plan. We all have things happen to us in life that we don't understand. Things that are taking longer than they should. Doors that have closed. We worked hard, but we didn't get the promotion. Or people that have turned on us. A coworker said untrue things and now it's set us back. It's easy to live frustrated and fight against everything we don't like. God, why is this happening? When are you going to turn it around? We think that it's holding us back. But Psalm 119 says, everything serves His plan. Not just the good things, not just the times you're promoted, the times things are changing in your favor. We know that's serving God's plan. We're moving forward. What we don't always realize is the delays are serving His plan. The betrayals are serving His plan. The person that walked away is serving His plan. That door that closed, that contract that didn't go through, if that wouldn't have happened, you couldn't reach your destiny. You wanted it so badly. What you couldn't see was God had something better. He loves you too much to let you miss your purpose. You may not like it, it doesn't seem fair, but it's serving His plan. That silent season where you're doing the right thing and nothing is improving, you're being overlooked, people with less experience, less talent passing you by, that's an important time. You're being developed, you're getting stronger. Without that season, you wouldn't be prepared for what's coming. When you understand that everything serves His plan, then you won't live frustrated when something unfair happens. You won't get upset because you didn't get your way. You realized the closed door wasn't a bad break, it was God shutting the door. The person that walked away wasn't a coincidence, it was God moving them away. They were serving His plan. When someone serves you dinner, they're doing you a favor. They bring you the food. They make sure you have water. They clean up the dishes. They're working for you, helping you. We need to see difficulties in a new light. That person at the office that's against you, always trying to make you look bad, next time they do something unfair, instead of being upset, under your breath, just whisper, "Thank you, you just served me." You can't reach your destiny without opposition, without closed doors, without betrayals. Why are you upset over something that's designed to move you forward? It may be uncomfortable, you may not like it, but it's serving you. God wouldn't have allowed it if He didn't have a purpose. Nothing can happen to you without His permission. Before Jesus could be crucified and rise from the dead, He had to be betrayed. Somebody had to make things up, say bad things about Him. He had done no wrong. If everyone would have loved Jesus, if everyone would have been for Him, we wouldn't have salvation. Part of the plan for His life was to have opposition,
people that didn't understand him. It's not a coincidence that Judas, one of his 12 disciples, a person Jesus had handpicked, decided to betray him. Judas didn't come up with that on his own. He was a pawn in the hand of God. He was serving Jesus' destiny. What if Jesus would have said, "Father, this isn't fair. I'm doing the right thing, but my own disciple betrayed me." No, Jesus understood without the betrayal, he couldn't fulfill his purpose. When the soldiers came to arrest Jesus, they didn't know what he looked like. Judas said, "I'll identify him by giving him a kiss." Judas walked over like nothing was wrong and greeted Jesus with a kiss. That kiss not only pointed Jesus out, but it was a significant moment that helped unlock his destiny. You could say that Judas did more for Jesus than any of the other disciples. Without the betrayal, we wouldn't have salvation. None of us like opposition. People coming against us, trying to make us look bad. How do you know that Judas kiss is not about to unlock your destiny? How do you know that closed door, that bad break, that disappointment is not setting you up for something that you've never seen? You may not like it, but it's serving his plan. That coworker that always gets on your nerves, you've been praying for 6 years for God to move them away. You know why they haven't moved? They're serving you. God is using them like sandpaper to rub the rough edges off of you. You're growing. You're learning to be kind, to be patient, to overlook an offense. The scripture says our steps are being ordered by the Lord. It doesn't say they're being suggested. If you weren't supposed to be there, you wouldn't be there. God allowed it because it's necessary to move you into your purpose. Don't be upset over that person that's trying to make you look bad. You need them to reach your destiny. Don't be discouraged over the door that closed. It wasn't a coincidence. It's positioning you for something bigger. God doesn't take us in a straight line from A to B to C. Sometimes he'll take you from A to B, then up to M, then back to D, then up to R. It may not make sense. Sometimes it's going to feel like you're going backwards. You have to trust him when you don't understand. You have to know everything is serving his plan. That's why Paul said, "All things work together for good to those that love the Lord." All things may not be good. The sickness isn't good. The loss isn't good. But the promise is it's going to work out for your good. Now the test is while God is working it out, while it's not good, will you stay in faith? When you don't see any sign of it improving, when it's unfair, when it's uncomfortable, will you believe that God is still on the throne, that he's working behind the scenes, that what he started in your life, he's going to finish? This is what Joseph did. As a teenager, his brothers were jealous of him and threw him into a pit. They were going to leave him there to die, but they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites traveling by, and they decided to sell him. Joseph never dreamed he would become a slave working in a foreign country. Looked like God had forgotten about him. At one point, the wife of the man he worked for falsely accused him, lied about him. He was put in prison for something that he didn't do. Joseph had plenty of reasons to live bitter, but you never read where he complained. You never read where he had a bad attitude. He understood this principle that everything was serving his plan. 13 years later, after all the detours, delays, betrayals, just like God promised, he became the prime minister of Egypt. And what's interesting is if any of those bad breaks had not happened, if his brothers had not been jealous, if he had not been thrown into a pit, if he had not been sold as a slave, if the wife had not lied about him, if he had not been put in prison, he would have never made it to the throne. Every step was necessary. They were all instrumental. And the things you don't like, the things that are not fair, the things that are taking longer than they should, like with Joseph, they are serving his plan. They are leading you to your destiny. Many years later, the brothers came to the palace looking for food during a great famine. Joseph was in charge of the food supply. He said to his brothers, "Don't worry, I'm not going to harm you. You meant this for evil, but God intended it for good." God will use people being against you to move you into your purpose. That's why you shouldn't take it personally. You need a Judas kiss to reach your destiny. You need people that try to throw you into the pit, discredit you, push you down so you can take your throne. If Joseph's brothers betraying him would have kept him from becoming the prime minister, God would have never allowed it. People can't override what God has ordained for you. Bad breaks, detours, delays, injustice, they're not stopping your destiny, just the opposite. They're moving you into your destiny. A few years after Victoria and I were married, we received an unexpected tax bill in the mail. The person that did our tax returns lived in another state. He was unfamiliar with a certain law in Texas. Now we owed thousands of dollars. We were a young couple saving up for a down payment on a house. This was going to take all of our funds. Not only that, about half of what we owed was because of penalties. I thought, God, this is not fair. I hired a professional. He messed up. Now I'm having to pay for his mistakes. We ended up finding a man to help us get it straightened out. He's a tax attorney. For several weeks, he was at our house every night for hours. We were going over documents, filling out new forms. We became good friends. Well, 10 years later, I was working at the church for my father in the television department. Someone offered us a construction permit for the last full-power television station in Houston. A station in a big market, of course, is very valuable, but I didn't know anything about buying a construction permit. Then I thought, I'll call my attorney friend, the one I met during the tax issue. 6 months later, we had a signed contract. We owned the station. We put it on the air. Everything was great. Eventually, my father went to be with the Lord, and I became the pastor. It was 3 years after that we acquired the Compaq Center. It was going to cost $100 million to renovate. We decided to sell the station. We sold it for a significant profit. Those funds were instrumental in us renovating this facility. But it all started with the tax issue. I couldn't see it at the time. I thought it was a bad break. I realize now it was all serving his plan. If I hadn't have had the tax problem, I would have never met my attorney friend. Without the attorney, I would have never pursued the station. Without the station, we may not have had the funds to renovate this place. I wonder if you're upset over something that's serving his plan. A door that closed, a person that walked away, a delay that's taken longer than you thought. It doesn't make sense. Stay in peace. It's all a part of the plan. It looks like it's hindering you. Really, it's helping you. It feels like it's setting you back, but really, it's setting you up for something you've never seen. God knows what you're going to need in the future. I never dreamed I would be a pastor. Never dreamed one day we would own the Compaq Center, but God knew. And that tax problem that was somebody else's fault, that looked like a bad break, the truth is that was God ordering my steps into something that was unfair. And if you don't understand that everything serves his plan, you'll get discouraged, bitter, give up on dreams. This is what keeps many people from seeing what God was up to behind the scenes. The reason Joseph saw it all come together is he kept doing the right thing when the wrong thing was happening. He kept being good to people that weren't being good to him. He passed the test. Many of the challenges that you're facing now, the things that don't make sense, they don't have anything to do with now. It's positioning you for something in your future. And if you will stay in faith, you will see how God will begin to connect the dots, how it was all strategically orchestrated, a part of his plan. There was a man out in his boat, and big storm came up and his boat capsized. He was able to swim to the shore, but he ended up stranded on a deserted island all by himself. Week after week went by and he was so miserable. He kept praying and praying for God to send somebody, but it seemed like the heavens were silent. Just when he didn't think it could get any worse, one day while he was out gathering food, when he came back, the small thatched roof hut that he had built somehow caught on fire. He stood there and watched it go up in flames. It was like pouring salt on the wound. He said, God, I give up. I ask you to help me, and one bad thing after another happens. About an hour later, he saw a boat way off in the distance. He perked up. It kept getting closer and closer. Sure enough, it was the Coast Guard coming to rescue him. Couldn't believe it. Ran out there and gave him a big hug. Said, how in the world did you find me? The captain said, we saw the smoke coming from the fire that you built. Sometimes what we think is a disappointment is really God positioning us for a new level. I didn't like the tax issue, but I do like being in the compact center. If your hut's on fire today, instead of being bitter, complaining, have a new perspective. It's serving his plan. It may not make sense now. Being in the pit is uncomfortable. Being falsely accused is not fair. The Judas kiss, the betrayal, the closed doors can be discouraging. But you have to keep reminding yourself it's not working against you, it's working for you. Sooner than later, you're going to see what God was up to. A friend of mine had a dream to play professional football. He's extremely talented, very fast and athletic. In high school, he was the star player, a running back that broke many of the school records. His future looked very bright. He started training harder than ever, getting ready for college. Coaches from major universities would attend his games. His junior year, he was offered a full scholarship to one of the most prestigious football schools. He was excited. His dream was coming to pass. But during the fourth game in his senior year, he was hit below the knee and felt something pop. He tore his ACL. He laid on the field in shock, knowing that his season was over. He'd never had an injury, never missed a game. He was so disappointed. He was raised in a good family, but they didn't know much about God. They didn't have any kind of faith. That wasn't a part of their life. A friend invited him to a youth camp. When he heard the minister speak, he felt something so strong on the inside. That night, he gave his life to Christ. It was a complete turnaround in his life. After the surgery, he was doing the rehab, and trying to get back in shape. But sitting on the sidelines, watching his team play, he began to feel new desires on the inside. He no longer wanted to play football. He wanted to become a pastor. Didn't make sense to his family, his friends, after years of training so hard, but he knew he was supposed to go into ministry. So he passed on the big football scholarship, and he enrolled in a leadership college. Today, our friend Nick Nielsen is one of our pastors here at Lakewood, a great minister. Nick told me if he had not had that injury, if God had not put his football career on hold, he would have never pursued ministry. God had to pause what Nick thought he wanted to do and redirect him to what he was created to do. But at first, you know, he was disappointed. It didn't make sense. But you don't know what God is up to. God will never close a door without opening a bigger and a better door. What you're tempted to be upset about today, if you'll keep the right attitude, one day you'll look back and say like Nick, Lord, thank you for closing that door. Now I can see what you were doing, taking me somewhere that I never dreamed. Thank you for moving that person out of my life. I would have never met my amazing spouse. Thank you for not letting that company hire me. I would have never started my own business. Nick says, I still love football, but I wouldn't change a thing. This is what I was born to do. Well, Joel, why is this challenge taking so long? Why isn't anything happening? When is it going to turn around? Sometimes God is not removing the obstacle because he's using the obstacle to get us prepared. He's training us to get us ready for where he's taking us. We don't grow in the good times when everything's going our way, everyone is for us, things are falling into place. We prefer that much better, but we wouldn't reach our potential. We grow when it's difficult, when there's resistance, we're uncomfortable, when we have to stretch. That's why you can't pray away every challenge. You can't pray away everything you don't like. And if the situation is not changing, then God is using the situation to change you. After Joshua died, the Israelites were in the promised land. They were living their dream. But the scripture says God left certain enemy armies in the land. He did this to teach warfare to the next generation of Israelites who had no experience in battle. God could have had Joshua and the previous generations clear the path, wipe out all the opposition. The problem is this new generation, when they faced an enemy army, they would have been defeated. They wouldn't have had the strength, the experience, the training. So God on purpose left obstacles in their path. If God made everything easy for us, if we never had a Judas kiss, a betrayal, a closed door, we wouldn't be ready for where we're going. God has amazing things in your future, things you've never imagined. But to get there, you're going to have to defeat some big giants, overcome some big obstacles, outlast some strong opposition. It's not going to happen if you're weak, if you get overwhelmed. Why is this happening? No, you have to stand strong and show the opposition that you're more determined than they are. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. That problem is not there to stop you, it's there to prepare you. That challenge is not going to defeat you, it's going to promote you. Every day you stay in faith, you thank God when nothing's happening, you do the right thing when it's not improving, your spiritual muscles are growing. You're getting stronger, more determined, developing a greater trust in God. And instead of complaining about what's not turning around, see that as an opportunity to develop your faith. Don't just go through it, grow through it. It's serving his plan. It's there to get you prepared. Now you have to do your part. Keep the right attitude. Keep doing the right thing when the wrong thing is happening. Keep thanking God when you don't see any sign of it. Don't be discouraged because nothing's happening on the outside. Something's happening on the inside. You're getting stronger. In the scripture, three times the Apostle Paul prayed and asked God to remove the thorn from his side, something that was bothering him. God could have easily removed it. He parted Red Seas. He opened blind eyes. But God said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." His grace doesn't mean he's going to remove every challenge. Doesn't mean that every opposition is going to let up. It means he's going to increase your strength so it doesn't feel as difficult. As you get stronger, what you're up against becomes easier. God didn't lessen what came against you. He simply added to your strength. Now you can handle what you couldn't handle in the past. What used to bother you doesn't bother you anymore. That coworker that used to always get on your nerves, sour your day, he hasn't changed. He's still the same old jerk. I mean, the same person. He didn't change, but look at you. You've changed. You don't let it steal your joy. You don't pay any attention to it. What's happening? You're growing. The obstacle is not changing, but it's changing you. That's God's plan working. You may have been dealing with situations for a long time that are not improving. You're tempted to get tired and worn down. I believe right now, grace is coming on you in a new way. God is breathing strength into you, fresh vision, fresh passion, a second wind so you can outlast what's trying to stop you. Now you have to tap into this grace. Don't go around, why did the door close? Why did these people betray me? When is it going to change? No, turn it around. Father, thank you that your grace is sufficient for everything that I'm facing. I may not understand it, but I know it's serving your plan. Now, I'm not going to just go through it, I'm going to grow through it. Now, I believe when it's all said and done, I'm not only going to come out, I'm going to come out better. The psalmist said, all my troubles turned out for good. God is saying to you today, everything that's come against you is going to turn out for your good. The Judas kiss didn't feel good, the betrayal, but it's going to turn out good. It's leading you to a resurrection, to something you've never seen. The betrayal wasn't fair. Being in the pit was uncomfortable, but it's taken you to your palace, to new levels of influence. The football injury was discouraging. The closed door was disappointing, but God's about to open a door better than you've imagined. Perhaps your hut is on fire today. The medical report's not good. Child is off course. What you can't see is the Most High God is on the way. Something that looked permanent is about to suddenly turn around. Now I'm asking you to trust Him when you don't understand. Don't fight against everything you don't like. Stay in peace. Everything serves His plan. If you'll do this, I believe and declare you're about to see God connect the dots. Things that don't make sense are about to come together. New levels of favor, influence, opportunity, healing, breakthroughs, the fullness of your destiny in Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? Well, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. If you prayed that simple prayer, we believe you got born again. Get in a good Bible-based church and keep God first place.
Thanks for being a part of our YouTube channel. We post new videos right here every week to keep you inspired and encouraged.
When you subscribe to the channel, it helps to get the message of hope around the world. If you've been impacted by our ministry, let us know in the comments below. Share this page with a friend.
We also want to take a moment and thank you for all you do to support the ministry with your donations and offerings. You help keep the ministry going.
When you give, I believe God will open the windows of heaven. You'll see His favor in new ways in your life. I know our best days are still up in front of us.
We love you, and we'll see you next time.